Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
Hey, this is Pastor Shane, and this week we have been in a series of messages, The Anchor Holds. And I really encourage you to go out and to either get off of the internet on Google or wherever you get your music source, to Google that song and listen to it this week. The Lord laid that on my heart, and that's what I've been talking about, The Anchor Holds, in this Nugget series. And if you've missed any of these messages this week, you can go back on our website at hisvision.org, or you can go to my ministry, my preaching ministry website, shanelawson.com, and get these. Today we're going to be in Psalm chapter 23. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul and leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." You know, it's a beloved passage here in Psalm 23 that has brought comfort and really reassurance to countless souls through the ages. Here we see in the opening verses, though, that the psalmist declares, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," that He makes me to lie down in these green pastures, and He leads me beside the still waters and restores my soul. You know, these words paint, I think, a beautiful picture of the care and the provision, the guidance that God offers to His people. And the imagery of the shepherd and his flock speaks of intimacy and protection, even a tender love that our Heavenly Father does extend toward us. And I want you to know, as we reflect on these verses, let us consider the implications of declaring the Lord as our shepherd. You know, when we acknowledge His shepherding role in our lives, we are embracing His loving care, His watchful eye, and His guiding hand that's leading us along the paths of righteousness and peace. You know, just as a shepherd tends to his flocks, ensuring that they have all they need for rest and substance, I want you to understand today, so does our God. He provides for us abundantly. He leads us, as the Bible says, to green pastures, places of nourishment and refreshment where our souls can find rest and restoration. You know, as I read this psalm, I think of the image of being led beside still waters. And this evokes a sense of tranquility, a calmness, a peace, really, that can only be found in our shepherd. You know, we live in a world with turmoil and distractions and chaos. But I want you to remember, He offers us a sense of serenity and contentment that transcends all of our circumstances. So when we feel weary, burdened, or lost, let's turn to the Good Shepherd. He's the one who restores our soul. He's the one that brings healing to our brokenness, and He renews our strength. It's in His presence, my friends, that you and I, we find comfort, we find solace, and we find peace. And it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. So today, as I close this Nugget series, may we trust in the Lord's provision, in His guidance, in His unfailing love, as we journey through life's valleys and even mountaintops. May we rest in the assurance that we lack nothing in His care, for He is our shepherd, He's our protector, He's our provider, He is the one who leads us in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Aren't you glad of that, my friend? I want you to know right now that I love every one of you. And remember, the anchor holds. May God richly bless you. Lord willing, we'll see you again next week.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at hisvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.